You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Well, good afternoon, traders. Today is Thursday, August the 21st, 2008, and as part of our ongoing coverage of Providential Holdings, we're talking today with the CEO, Mr. Henry Fahman. Henry, welcome to the show.
It's good to be back. Thank you very much, Duane, and our audience. It's been quite a while since I was traveling in North America and Canada for the last almost 3 weeks. I just got back, and I'm sorry for missing you. Yeah.
Well, we've missed you. It's good to have you back with us. So you've been traveling in North America and Canada?
Yes, in Canada and then to Vietnam for almost 10 days. Yeah.
What brings you to Canada?
Well, actually, that's more on a personal matter than a business, you know.
All
but
right. We won't go into that then. Now, there have been two press releases since you and I last spoke on the air. One came out, of course, yesterday, but prior to that, we had a press release that came out on August the 8th, and it had some terminology in there that I wasn't really familiar with. I'm going to read the headline. Providential Holdings forms human capital consulting firm to focus on Vietnamese companies. Now, human capital consulting firm, break that down for us.
Well, as you know, the name HRC it stands for human resource, you know, and mainly the focus of the business is to provide executive education and management training for companies, especially for Vietnam, you know.
Now, is that focused on teaching them to do business in Vietnam, or is it more geared towards teaching those in Vietnam to do business with the U.S. and other parts of the world?
Actually, it's both. You know, the focus is to help improve and enhance management capability of business leaders in Vietnam, and there are other institutions that are providing the same kind of education and training here in the U.S. And as Vietnam grows, as you know, the need for training and enhancing management capability for middle managers and even for senior executives is very crucial for the economy to grow. And so what we are doing, we follow the motto that other groups have done here in the U.S. and U.K. and in India as well. And especially one of our partners, also a board member, Dr. William Davidson, who is involved with the Mesa Research Group that is also providing the same kind of consultancy to multinationals like ExxonMobil, like Hewlett Packard, and the like. And he's on our board and also an investor into our program. And we are also working with Dr. Robert Kaplan of Harvard University. In fact, Dr. Kaplan and David Norton, both of them have come out with the program called Balanced Scorecard to help companies devise strategy and how to execute on the strategy. And we are also working with them to implement that kind of training program for executives in Vietnam, and that's what HR City is all about, you know.
Okay, it says in the press release that HR City will be priced competitively with other brand name consultants and will offer prestigious executive education to high profile individuals. We have already secured a large pipeline of clients that have immediate organizational development needs and visionary executives who are aiming to increase their company's global competitiveness with our customized in-house training programs. We seek to build and develop sophisticated, insightful business leaders that will transform organizations and industries. That all sounds great, in particular, the part about having already secured a large pipeline of clients.
Yes, indeed, we have already started working with several conglomerates in Vietnam that have a need for human resource training for executive development, and also, you know, for helping them to grow their in-house leaders, you know, for the next level of growth. Yeah.
Well, here in the United States, you know, we know that human resources has become almost a business unto itself. A lot of laws and regulations as to how an employer must deal with employees. Is that same environment present in Vietnam to a lesser degree, or?
Well, in Vietnam, of course, you know, there are, you know, also rules and regulations pertaining to human resource development, I mean, management as well. And we need to comply with the local rules and regulations. But our focus mainly is to provide education. You know, it can be a customized program for each individual company that may have its own needs, or it can be a general program that can be applicable for people across the board. I mean, if you take a CFO or CEO, for example, that need training, they can go to our program. And thirdly, we also have online program that provides training in finance, in banking, and other areas so that people can take, you know, these courses. They can take wherever they are. In fact, we are working with a renowned group that allows us to private label their courses. There are over 600 different courses that are available to this private label, private sharing program that will be made available to not only Vietnamese students, you know, but also students in the Southeast Asian region, as well as all over the world as well, you know.
And important to point out that a lot of this is being brought about because of Vietnam's entry into the World Trade Organization.
Yes, indeed. As Vietnam enters or has entered into the WTO, of course, the playing field is now level, meaning that, you know, at the same time they have the advantages, but also the competition will be more ferocious. So in order to compete with other international players, it is important for corporate management, for business leaders in Vietnam, you know, to be well equipped in order to operate business at a different level. You know.
How soon will HR City begin generating revenue for Providential?
We believe you know, within this year we should be able to see revenue coming in. Right now, Martin Dawn himself, you know, a professor from Columbia, Vietnamese-born, but he's coming back to the state. I mean, to Vietnam full time right now to head up HRCD operation together with Debbie Dang, an MBA from Southern California. She has also come back to Vietnam to be there full time at the moment. And we have already signed up with a couple of large conglomerates in Vietnam that want us to provide customized training program for their management. And it's a little bit early at this stage, you know, so we don't want to announce the names yet. But those will be provided, you know, forthcoming. And we are also working with the local attorney, which firm, you know, actually individual that I have known for many, many years. And through that connection, we are able to get all the legal work in place quickly in order to launch our operation.
I encourage our listeners to have a look at hrcity.com. That's H-R-C-I-T-I, hrcity.com. Some good information there on exactly what HR City will be about. Now we'll move forward to the press release from yesterday. Let me pull that up. Providential Holdings announced a successful merger of Vietnamese plastics company. And the headline says that the company, the Providential, has successfully completed the reverse merger of Cathay Manufacturing and Trading Company into a publicly traded entity, Strategic Corp. And that's really part of the core business of Providential Holdings in bringing Vietnamese companies public in the U.S. capital markets. Tell us about Cathay.
Yes, Cathay itself, actually, the name goes back to, way back, I think, in the early 20th century. You know, it was from a family business, and through many generations now, Mr. Lee Tuan An, or, you know, if we're talking, reading the English way, it would be An Tuan Lee, the president and founder of Cathay Manufacturing Trading Company. He has adopted and continued that tradition with Cathay, and has been using that name. That's why when the company, the Cathay Manufacturing Trading Company in Vietnam, when it merges with Strategic Corporation, it changes the name to Cathay Corporation. But I was talking with him last night, U.S. time, of course, the morning time in Vietnam, and we thought it might be more appropriate to change the name to, like, the Vietnam Cathay Plastic Corporation or Vietnam Cathay Plastic Inc. For that matter, because it would be easier to brand the company as a Vietnam-based company, and also in the plastic industry. But Cathay itself is a very robust company, you know, starting with only one small shop. Over the years, it now is, you know, doing business with multinationals. You know, as you know, some of the clients on the list, you know, you can, you know, a lot like Sanyo, Toshiba, Colgate, and
Honda, Mitsubishi.
Yeah, all the big guys, you know, are using Cathay right now. In fact, I have some friends in Singapore, like Koh Boon Wee, who is the chairman of DBS Bank of Singapore, and also his friend Kat Wong and Tan Cho Boon, in the late 90s, early 2000s, you know, they started a company in Singapore, and also in the plastic injection molding business, and they sold it to a Canadian conglomerate last year for over $1 billion, and then both both Tan Cho Boon and Kat Wong came and visited Cathay, and they were quite impressed with the operation. And we believe we can help Cathay use its current operation as the platform to acquire other plastic companies in Vietnam. You know, which in Vietnam right now the plastic business you know, is very, very much fragmented. There are a lot of small players and quite disjoint, but Cathay can be a great platform to help consolidate and create the critical mass. At the same time, of course, you know, they will it will continue to grow organically and keep doing what it is doing with the multinationals like Rally's Mirrors, you know, Media, Nissan, Toshiba, Itochu, you know, all the big guys. You know.
comment in the press release from the Cathay Corp president. Cathay is nationally recognized in Vietnam as the finest plastics producer in the country. Our plan is to continue to grow our business organically as well as to acquire other companies in Vietnam that have either products or services which complement ours or where we see an especially good opportunity for growth. Our entry into the U.S. capital markets will make that possible. Well, now that the reverse merger is complete, the trading symbol has been assigned, what will be the next step?
The next step is to complete a gap audit of Cathay manufacturing and trading financials, which needs to be performed by a PCAOB registered firm to meet the requirements of the SEC in order to get the company to full reporting status with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, and upgrade the company to the bulletin board. Because for institutional investors to be able to participate in the company stock, you know, we need to have GAAP audited financials, and the company needs to be fully reporting, and that will be the next step. But at the same time, you know, the company will also need consolidate, but to solidify its business and human resource strategy. I was talking with Sinan last night that we need to bring aboard a few more people capable in the area of financial control, financial reporting, and also operation, because they are expanding at the moment, and that will need to be addressed. You know,
the company has 2,000 square meter factories, employs 200 workers, and has offices in both Europe and Australia.
Yes, and they do have operations and affiliation with groups in Australia and Europe, and also they also have a joint venture in Singapore as well.
Hmm. Okay, what else would you like to bring us up to date on? I mean, there's Providential is involved in so many different things, so many different areas. I guess let's talk about Point 91. Give us an update on that, and then anything else that you feel is pertinent for shareholders to hear.
Yes, actually, let me go back a little bit on the Cathay transaction before updating on Point 91. In fact, you know, through the transaction, as you have mentioned, M&A activity is one of our focus, and through this transaction with Cathay, of course, you know, we are able to earn a significant amount of equity in this company, and that's how we can create value for shareholders of Providential as well as for our client partner company as well. And as we continue to do that, we will have ownership in various operating businesses, you know, who are our clients. And that way, you know, we can build a portfolio of ownership, and which will be quite diversified and can be lucrative for the company. And of course, we will disclose the actual amount of each transaction in our filing or at a point in time when the numbers are available, either from Cathay itself or from our disclosure. But yeah. Our shareholders do benefit from the competition. I mean, completion of transaction like this. And regarding Point 91, actually, I was there last Thursday with the president of a leading investment banking firm from New York, who also has an interest in our project there. And we have already begun clearing the land and doing the creating to get the site ready for construction, and probably I should post some of the pictures on our website for our audience to be able to take a look at it as well. You know,
Okay. Any updates for us on Rancor?
Rancor, it's been mostly quiet lately. Actually, Horace Harumba, the person who's responsible for that operation, actually, he's been involved with some projects in Eastern Europe at the moment. And so as soon as we have any update on that, we'll be keeping our audience posted. But now it's pretty much quiet on that front. Yeah.
Now, in some of our earlier interviews and discussions, and I've received a number of emails from shareholders regarding this, you had talked about the goal and desire of Providential Holdings was to, in fact, graduate to a senior exchange. How do you envision us getting from here to where you actually want to be?
I think there are a number of things that need to be addressed or to be overcome in order to get to that stage. But we are moving in the right direction. As our numbers improve and our revenues and profit stability, vouch for themselves, we'll be able to do that. But another factor has to do with the stock price as well. This level, 2 or 3 cents, and in order to qualify for, say, an MX or like a NASDAQ capital market listing, of course, the price level has to be to be much higher.
Substantially
and in
higher.
Order to, substantially higher. In order to accomplish that, then in the absence of a reverse split, the company will have to show a lot more profits and to substantiate the price. But at the moment, what we continue to do is to generate more revenues for the company, and as soon as we reach a state whereby it's qualified, then we do that. But it's still our goal and our commitment to make that happen. Yeah.
Anything to update us on in regards to Indochina Mining?
Indochina Mining, right now we are in contact with a couple of consulting firms, especially a geologist that we want to hire to come in and do a survey and first to do an evaluation of the sample and then do a survey. There are a couple of institutional investors here in the U.S. and also in the U.K. that have shown high level of interest in investing in this project, but we are waiting for the report to be completed.
Okay, very good. Anything else you'd like to add today?
I think may be it for today, Dwayne. But I'm sorry for being absent. But I would like to go back regularly with our listeners, so we can keep all of you posted on the progress. And I will try to do that. And sometimes traveling abroad and time change, makes it difficult, but I will try my best in order to keep all our audience up to date.
Well, we certainly appreciate that, and to shareholders who have questions, you can always email them to me, ct@cfrn.net. I will do my best to address those with Henry on our next interview. And Henry, as you have time or as you have news, we look forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you very much, Dwayne, and I hope we will have other pieces of news that will be coming shortly too,
Very good. Thanks so much for being with us today. We look forward to talking to you again soon.
Yeah, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Pastor Dwayne Reeves, and his guests. This information should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed security broker or financial planner before making any investment decisions. You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.